Bonsoir à tous, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Good evening. Tonight we're going to continue our celebration of Christmas songs. I know, just like I said last week, Christmas songs are like press-ups. You only think of them once a year. Well, last week we looked at the songs from America. Tonight we'll see how the genre has developed in the UK, particularly during the 70s and 80s. Starting off with a link to last week's show, Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks we were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You
scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
to start a Christmas show. Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, with Kirsty MacColl, the wonderful Kirsty MacColl. A touch of genius asking her to sing along with them, I think. And you'll notice, well, that was from 1987, and you'll notice that the songs on tonight's show are much more modern than the American songs. Now, here's one if you're stuck in traffic.
See those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe and tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. But soon there'll be a freeway, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. Take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
CFM, and that was, of course, Chris Rea and Driving Home from Christmas. And just in case you didn't realise, it's Christmas time, and that's what we're doing. We're celebrating Christmas songs, and that one was apparently composed when Chris Rea and his wife got stuck in their Austin Mini in a traffic jam. So, staying in the 80s, let's move on to Wham.
Oh,
Christmas from 1984. Always a favourite at Christmas parties, that one. And was released on a double A-side with Everything She Wants. And also, interestingly, the money, the royalties went to Band-Aid. I didn't realise that. Okay, let's move back to the 70s now and a bit of British glam rock.
The snowman brings the snow. But well, it just might like to know. He put a great big smile on somebody's face. Make it jump into your bed.
I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, Wizard, of course, and Roy Wood. And if you were wondering who the choir was, it's the Stockland Green Bilateral School First Year, with additional noises produced by Miss Snob and Class C, according to the album sleeve. Let's have another classic.
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. Shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel, and they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. Come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." And suddenly the sweetest music filled the
Spaceman Came Travelling from 1975, his album Spanish Train and Other Stories. And the idea of the Star of Bethlehem being a spacecraft apparently came from a book called Chariots of the Gods by a chap called Eric von Daniken. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly, but rather a deep subject, I suppose, really for Christmas. But not surprisingly, I don't think it was a great success at first. But as we all know, it's constantly played every year. It's a recurring Christmas song, and here's another one.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth.
But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and threw his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be hell and all hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Father Christmas. Of course, Greg Lake, the bassist and guitarist in Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that was from 1974, I think, or 75. And I'm not quite sure whether it's a song about commercialism at Christmas or more to do with loss of innocence and childhood belief. Anyway, on to one of my favourites.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another ball. I'm on another town while these are and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop the cavalry.
Favourite, Stop the Cavalry from 1980, same time as John Lennon had just been murdered, unfortunately, and he was knocked off kept away from the number one spot at Christmas. Apparently, it wasn't even meant to be a Christmas song, it's just, of course, the reference to Christmas and that very Yuletide sound with the trumpets. Now, let's move on to Britain's answer to rockabilly.
Snow is falling.
Just
Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you were singing along to that one. Actually, co-written, or not actually, I think it's produced by Dave Edmunds, and you can hear his influence there, that definite sort of rockabilly sound. I was just reading about it. He's, Shaking Stevens, saying it was really crazy doing that song because, well, probably like most of the Christmas songs, it was actually recorded in the middle of the summer, so they were sweating away, the jingle bells and all that sort of nonsense flying around. So very strange, I expect. Anyway, last week I did some novelty songs, so let's have this absolute gem, this absolute British gem from the Goons.
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say it's a Papa Silly. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for her arms, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the former way. She left the lad by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, an angel choir did sing. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the finest thing for me. And so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. And for an encore...
Hey, I didn't think much of that. I think that my side was better.
Get that child out of here!
The Goons, of course, and I'm walking backwards for Christmas. That might be slightly lost on our French listeners. The genius of Spike Milligan might be quite a little bit difficult to understand, but very popular back in the, I suppose, the 50s and 60s. And into the 70s, the Goon Show. Well, from the sublime, perhaps to the ridiculous, and a bit of Cliff Richard.
The child is a king, the carol a sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christmas.
ours for the taking. Just follow the master.
Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme, with love's on the fire and gifts on the tree. The time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Isn't that nice? So Cliff Richard there, and a very traditional sounding Christmas song, Mistletoe and Wine, from 1988, but actually written for a musical back in 1976, The Little Match Girl, and very nice, well, if you like that sort of thing. Okay, well, from one night of the realm to another.
I like
London Calling on CFM, and that was Hello Londoner, Sir Elton John, yes. And Step Into Christmas, a real favourite at this time of year, of course. All the parties love playing that one. I remember several. And it's funny because it was released back in 1973, and the B-side was Ho Ho Ho, Who'd Be a Turkey at Christmas, which is a great title, isn't it? Well, I'm running out of time. I'd like to have played some more, but I can't put it off any longer. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is the UK's most popular Christmas song. It needs no introduction. Have a great Christmas and see you in the new year. À la prochaine. Are you happy?